So could you first give us your names, please?
I'm Dagmar Cushing.
And I'm Madeleine.
Ron.
Okay, and could you do you give us permission to use the recording later on Borderlands website?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
He's a former board member, so...
Okay, wonderful.
We'd have to do that.
So, your impressions of the piece today, something that you're taking away with you from the piece?
Well, I thought it was fabulous. Just high quality and just so much fun, the way it was set up with the strolling and the different stages, and it's just very impressive. I mean, it's a huge thing to put together. It was just a lot of fun.
I think it was especially good to have this story taking place right here where it happened. So it was under our feet, and it made it more real even, and it's wonderful use of this space also.
Well, it's wonderful to bring back the soul of Tucson, which was really this old downtown area and was Mexican. And it's wonderful what Borderlines and Mark Pinotti has been able to do in pulling this all together. It's been wonderful, and I hope that it continues.
Wonderful. I completely agree. A particular memory that you may hold of the stories related to the space, or a particular moment in the piece that resonated with you personally?
Well, we weren't here.
Right. Right. But a moment of the piece that related?
Well, I actually was here when this happened. I was at the university. So, yeah, it resonated a lot, like probably the most with the dirt, that performance. It was just really touching. And then later I worked in the barrio, so, you know, I heard some of those stories, and they were all very real.
Particular moment in the piece that stuck out?
Well, certainly dirt was very moving and very real. But I think what I liked very much also was the brooms and the cleaning and the pum-pum of the brooms, and that the sound is still here. It is still in the air. I thought that was a beautiful way of presenting it.
Well, I think that especially Dirt was a wonderful production, and I think really got to the feeling that people had with the destruction of the old barrios in this area. And I guess I've been privileged to talk to a lot of those people that lived here and their stories. And it's just wonderful to see them presented again. I wish that this could go on as an annual event and bring more and more people.
I agree. As many people as were here, I think that there's going to be as many or more who later wish that they had been
yes,
able to see it.
Yes, absolutely.
It was well attended. There were a lot of people, I thought.
What was your feeling of the crowd and of the kind of, you know, the reactions that folks had, or your feeling of who was here and what the feeling of that was?
Well, it seemed like a pretty mixed crowd, you know, lots of different people from different backgrounds, and I think it was very well received, from what I could tell.
Yeah, it was definitely very well received, and there's another performance tomorrow. We'll try to get even more people, but for every place performance we attended, I think chairs were taken, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was a good turnout.
Well, you know, it's really amazing the number of people that were here. Just think of how you would get that many people into a theater to see a play.
Exactly. So, you know, sometimes it can sound very theoretical, bring the theater to the people, or, you know,
right.
Bring theater. That sounds great to say, but, you know, what does that actually look like, or how do you do that, or what's the mechanics of that?
Just give it to Mark Panetta.
Exactly. He knows how to walk the walk as well as talk the talk.
Yeah. What's your relationship,
Logan? I am a longtime collaborator with Borderlands, kind of behind the scenes and things. I'm also a performer and a poet and do many things in the community. I designed the Borderlands website years ago. With little things like that, and now just volunteering. And I'm a friend of Mark's from when he was still in the Bay Area, and so I was so excited to see him move to Tucson, and I had a good feeling.
Yes.
And the good feeling is now justified.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this is what he had to prove, and he's done it. Yeah, very nice.
How would you experience today's describe today's experience in a word?
Wow!
Fabulous.
Uplifting.
Wonderful. Anything else to add?
Thanks to Mark and everybody that contributed. It's big, it's very big, and the organization was flawless. It flowed beautifully from one set to the other. It was perfect.
Yeah. And part of what's so wonderful is this really is a community event. When you look at the numbers of people that have participated, the numbers of organizations, the volunteers, so it's been amazing that he's been able to pull together all of these people in Tucson and make this really a community event.
Yeah, we want more of it. It was great.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for helping.
Yes.